say something like that, I wanted to check it. I thought maybe I ought to talk to him or somebody ought to, because I'm not about to turn over the appointed power to he and Pastore.
Of course not, and I didn't...
He must not be rational, or we must be misconstruing or something.
No, he said it, but what he said was, I think he would have confirmation difficulties. But he was very exercised about it last night. He'd called John Macy and had gotten wind of it, and...
Got wind of what?
Had gotten wind of the appointment.
What appointment?
Of the CAB chairman.
Well, of who? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, he was told that a young Texas lawyer was going to be appointed, and my understanding is it's John Crooker. I didn't tell him that.
Yeah, I wonder who told him that.
Well, I think Cliff Carter had told Bob Murphy that he wasn't going to get it.
Yeah.
And Bob had...
Well, now, Bob Murphy's got no right to it at all. I've never considered him one minute.
I think, Mr. President, it'd be helpful if you would call Mike.
Yeah.
And say to him that that you understand his affection for Bob, but that all of your advisors in this felt that Bob was a good board member, but didn't have the qualities of a chairman.
Well, I don't think he's particularly a good board member. He's just a strict Kennedy man, and I'm not in the business of appointing him. I don't assume Mike appoints his opponent's people through the years. I just think it's outrageous for a fellow like Monroney to ever think for one moment that I even ought to reappoint the bastard.
Well, he just doesn't share your feelings about Bob.
Mike is
certainly no Kennedy man, but is a Bob Murphy man. He likes him.
Well, I guess he is, because I imagine he owns him. That would be my guess. If he didn't, I don't know why he'd be so intimate with him. Because he goddamn sure hadn't been a Johnson fella. Murphy hadn't. So I didn't know he was a candidate. I didn't know anybody seriously thought about him, and I don't know what Cliff Carter's got to do with it.
Well, I think Cliff was just trying to smooth the waters, because Bob would be disappointed. He'd been promoted for it by Monroney and Pastore and Magnuson.
Yeah.
And he was just trying to keep him in the traces, I imagine.
Yeah.
But, of course, Bob has known that it was unlikely that he was going to get it when Charlie didn't push him for it.
Of course.
So I don't think he's going to be surprised, nor does Mike feel that he's got the right to designate it. I think he's just, he is disappointed because you aren't appointing Bob, number one, and number two is I think he'll be concerned about the qualifications of the man that is appointed. Genuinely concerned from the standpoint of aviation.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll tell you this, he's better qualified for that than Mike is. I taught him, so I know something about him.
I would think it would do a world of good if you could call Mike and just say, Bob didn't have it. I have great confidence in this man. You will, too. And perhaps if you're prepared to make the announcement on it, John should go talk to Mike.
Yeah, okay. All right, where is Mike? Here?
He's here. I talked to him late last night.
Okay.